gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors. Or it's 100% money-back guarantee, so it will take out urine odors, and that includes cat, which we all know cat urine is horrible to get out. It'll take out feces smell, vomit, and skunk, and you can only order it at SCOE10X.com. I highly recommend getting a bottle. SCOE number 10X.com. If you're a pet daddy or mommy, you need SCOE 10X. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog that they will love, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And I hope you'll join me this year in September going to Italy. And you can find out more about the trip at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or go to talkinpets.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and the music that you're listening to is the music from Avatar, Fire and Ash, and still number one out there in the country. So, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, but in this hour, we like to say if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. If you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five. Avatar, Fire and Ash, as I just said, is number one still. $371 million in 5 weeks. Not a bad take. And considering it's made over $1 billion worldwide. 28 years later, The Bone Temple. Dr. Katie, do you like zombie movies?
No.
No?
No.
Kayla, you don't, do you?
I like The Walking Dead, but
then you'd like this one.
I guess.
The one that I think this was kind of the better one of the whole franchise, because it is a franchise, and the ending is kind of different. I'm not going to say anything, but it made $17 million in its opening weekend, which I guess isn't too bad, because it is a horror-type film. But the one thing that I do like about this zombie movie is the realism of it. is that the fact that if they're naked, they're naked. I mean, they're not wearing clothes. And there's a lot of that in this movie. And I just like, when do you turn into a zombie that you're going into your closet and pulling out of fashion? You know, if you're in the shower or you were naked at the time when you were a zombie, you're going to be naked. And when you're a zombie, do you really have, are you embarrassed by, you know, I don't think so. I think all you want to do is eat brains. So the one thing I liked about that movie is that it was very real in that sense. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll tell you off air. But Samson, yeah, he didn't need a Goliath because he's Goliath himself. So 28 years later, The Bone Temple. Number three, Zootopia 2, $395 million in 8 weeks here in this country, and it's already broke $1 billion as well. And a great cartoon, great animated film. The Housemaid, totally a chick flick. Women that I've talked to love it because women conquer in this film. And actually, the film is pretty good. It made $111 million in 5 weeks. That was number four. Number five, which has got a lot of Oscar nods, Marty Supreme. I did not get to see that one, but it made $81 million in 5 weeks. And I'm sure the Oscars will help build that as well. With 28 years later, there are animals in the movie. And it's kind of weird. The zombies don't seem to bother them. Huh. But they do go after human brain. So, you know, Avatar had a bunch of creatures in it. Some kind of creatures that kind of look like whales and act like whales. Zootopia is all animals, animated. Nothing in Housemaid, thank God, because God knows what would have happened to that dog or cat in that house. And Marty Supreme I didn't see. But those were your top five movies. You can read my movie reviews at TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com. So check it out there. But we want to talk to you. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. I'm going to put out a trivia question, and if somebody can answer this, I'm going to send you a bottle of SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. You're going to love it. You can't be a winner previously. It's got to be a new one, so we want somebody to try it. If you just answer this simple trivia question. What breed won Best in Show at the 2025 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show? What breed won the 2025 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show? What was it? And if you know the dog's name, I may throw something extra in there. But so what is it? 818-818-6401, if you know. 818-818-6401. What breed won Best in Show at 2025 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show? If you know what it is, give us a call. Take a shot at it. So that's coming up around the corner now, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, and it's back in New York City, back at Madison Square Garden, because it wasn't there for several years, and now it's back. But I don't go. I covered it since 1993, and my funds have dwindled, because it was like all my money put into it. So, you know, I'll tell you, it's doing the pet show I love because it's a great passion that I have for it. And, you know, we've been doing it 35 years. You know, Dr. Katie's been with the show for 35 years. I've been hosting it for 35 years. And we hope to be out there for more years to come if all goes well. So, but I do want to welcome on family members, new family members to the show. KVEC, AM 920 and 96.5 in California. Pepper Daniels, I want to give a shout out to Pepper. Love that name, by the way. WZEU in Weekiwachi, Florida. Z102.9, The Mermaid, Z102.9. And a shout out to DJ Greg. And thanks for picking up the program, you guys. WFNC. I don't know, Katie, if you remember WFNC from years past, way back in the beginning when we were doing the show, but WFNC was on the show, and they're in Fayetteville, North Carolina, AM 640 and 103.5, and also in Fort Bragg. And it was like back then, every other call we got was from Fayetteville and Fort Bragg. It was crazy. I mean, the amount of people that were calling in from that area. So I am so thrilled to have you guys back. So thanks, Kelvin. Great pleasure. And also KGMI 790 and 96.5 in Bellingham, Washington. to Joe and the gang. Heidi, thanks so much for picking up the show. And let's see if we could get Melinda in Oregon before we go out to a break. Melinda, you've got to guess. What breed won best in show at the 2025 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show? What do you think?
I think it was a Schnauzer.
A giant one.
Somebody behind you gave the absolutely correct answer. The giant Schnauzer. Did you know the giant Schnauzer's name?
No.
Okay.
I remember reading it, and I just can't remember.
Well, the name was Monty. But I'm going to send you out a bottle.
Right.
Yep, I'm going to send you a bottle of Scully 10X. So I want you to stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address there in Oregon, and we'll ship it out to you. Thanks, Melinda.
Thank you so much.
That's Melinda out there in Oregon. She's the winner. She got it right. It was the giant Schnauzer, which I love. Great dogs. This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's kaanapaliresort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Elective non-medical declawing of cats is now illegal in California. Under the new law, veterinarians who perform the procedure for non-therapeutic reasons can face fines or suspension or revocation of their licenses. Medical declawing, such as for tumors, infections, or severe injuries, remains permitted. Declawing typically involves amputating the last bone of a cat's toes and is widely discouraged due to risks such as chronic pain, infection, nerve damage, and behavioral problems. Many veterinarian organizations strongly oppose the practice through U.S.-based groups like the AVMA and CVMA oppose legislative bans, arguing they undermine professional autonomy. International organizations, including the International Society of Feline Medicine, support government intervention. California joins a growing list of U.S. states banning elective declawing, including New York, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, along with Washington, D.C., and numerous cities nationwide. Additional bills are under consideration in several other states. Globally, the U.S. is increasingly isolated as declawing is already prohibited or heavily restricted in most Western countries. Attitudes within the veterinary profession have shifted sharply. Most veterinary schools no longer teach declawing, large corporate chains have banned it, and surveys show a dramatic decline in veterinarians willing to perform the procedure. Research from Canada and California indicates that bans do not increase cat surrender or euthanasia rates and may even reduce shelter intake. Overall, the California law reflects a broader trend toward viewing elective declawing as inhumane and unnecessary, with growing legal, professional, and public opposition. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
So, it was a great story, although my ear was going a little bit to the words and the music. That's why you can't hit one of those things with your elbow. All of a sudden, the thing went crazy on music. But interesting story, though, because of declawing. Now, I had read at one point that they were going to make declawing illegal everywhere, but I guess it hasn't gone there yet. But as a doctor and veterinarian, why would you say, in your words, on why you would not declaw a cat?
Because it's really painful.
Well, that's a great doctor's version. I mean, I would think so, but
And it makes your cat get more aggressive. I mean, they feel like their nails are part of their protection.
Right, and it is.
You take those away, and they feel like they have to be more on edge.
I've always used this story when I was out in California, out at the Wildlife Way Station with Colette. And basically, I watched this big panther, mountain lion, being brought in on a mattress. And we were looking at, they had an enclosure there, a big enclosure that was used actually in the movie The Gladiator on their property. But it was basically for tigers and all. And so here's this mountain lion being brought in behind us and just sprawled out on a mattress. And I was like, what is wrong with the mountain lion? What's wrong with that? You know? And she was like, well, it was in somebody's house and they declawed the mountain lion. All paws. And what happened is the size of the mountain lion, the weight of the mountain lion, because of the declawing, I don't know, something you probably know more with me as being a doctor, but she said something in the term that the weight of that mountain lion couldn't support on the paws because all the claws were taken out. And it did something to the muscles or something.
Huh.
So is that a possibility? I know cats are smaller, but their paws are smaller. So they're still, especially in
I've never...
My cat Shadows.
I'd have to look that one up. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, and it's like... But the thing is that there is no reason to declaw them. I mean, the thing is that if you're going to get a cat, you need to know how to work with them and make sure that you have scratching pads. I mean, they're cheap, too. You can go to, like, Walmart and get, like, a $5, $10 cardboard one. Cats love those cardboard ones, and they're so cheap. But I did get one online. I don't know if it was Amazon or Temu, whatever. And it's a tall one. It's in my dining room area. They love that one. And it looks good. It's a good-looking one. But they love to scratch on it. And I don't have any problems with my furniture. I mean, before I got those things, the chair you're sitting in, you can see that they like to put their claws in that leather chair. But I usually don't have a problem because I watch them and I know what they want. And if you pay attention to your pets, I do notice that they, in some way, one way or another, they tell you what is going on, but you really got to pay attention to them. So they don't use words, you know, as we know, but they do use body language and certain ways to know things. And like during the show, Shadow, my black cat Shadow, is always wanting my attention because she doesn't like when I give it to somebody else. I can't even be on my cell phone. She'll come up to me on the couch and just swat it out of my hand. She's like, you talk to me. I am the one that you talk to. Nobody on the phone. But on that note...
Let the games begin!
Name that animal sound. If you can name what creature makes this sound, we're going to send you out a bottle of SCOE 10X. You can also go with Good Pets Foods. It's the Hip and Joint Plus, the multivitamin, and the probiotic. Those are samples, and they're supplement treats for your dogs. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. I have a small 2026 calendar. Get it before the year's up. It's a hippo calendar. I have the Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Great book. Also from Silly Beads by Kayla. Kayla, you're here today, so I'll let you say.
Well, there's a Stanley Handle cup charm. There's a Morgan Wallen keychain. There is a Kansas City Chiefs pen, although they lost, and a badge clip holder.
Well, people still like Kansas City, though. So those are the choices now. You didn't bring any today.
I didn't bring any new ones, no.
Yeah, I meant to tell you about that. But anyway, but there's things to choose from. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. And I will tell you, that is a sound made by a baby. Not a human baby, but of this creature, it is a baby. Very, very young. What is it? 818-818-6401. So, this creature is born scent-free to avoid attracting predators. So it is not a predator. It is the prey in the world. 818-818-6401.
Car donation program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? there are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
South Africa's iconic Kruger National Park faces a daunting recovery, with severe floods expected to take years to repair and cost millions of pounds, the environment minister confirmed. The flagship game reserve, a vital draw for both local and international tourists, sustained extensive damage after heavy rains caused severe rivers to burst their banks last week, leading to its temporary closure. 15 tourist camps within the park remain shut, with some completely inaccessible due to the floodwaters. Fisheries and Environmental Willie Ockamp said, "Now, while hundreds of people were safely evacuated and no lives were lost, the financial and logistical challenges are significant. Initial assessments estimate repairs will exceed 500 million rand. That is $22 million, with the full restoration effort projected to span up to 5 years. Despite the widespread inundation, park officials have expressed limited concerns for the wildlife, noting that animals instinctively seek higher ground during such events. However, they have issued warnings to nearby residents regarding crocodiles potentially displaced beyond their usual habitats, posing a new risk. These increasingly severe and frequent flooding events in southeastern Africa are widely linked to climate change, which intensifies storms in the adjacent Indian Ocean. Neighboring country Mozambique is also grappling with devastating floods, forcing tens of thousands to abandon their homes in recent days, highlighting a regional crisis. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
A clinical stage animal health company developing lifespan extension drugs for dogs announced the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine has accepted the Target Animal Safety Technical Section of its conditional approval application for LOY-002, the company's lead program to extend the healthy lifespan of senior dogs. With both the reasonable expectation of effectiveness and TAS sections now accepted, LOY-002 has reportedly completed two of the three major technical sections required for market launch. Since founding Loyal 6 years ago, my goal has always been to get the first drug FDA approved for lifespan extension. This safety acceptance brings us very close to achieving that vision, says Loyal founder and CEO Celine Halioa. We are well on our way to bringing the first dog longevity drugs to market. LOY-002 is a prescription pill designed to maintain quality of life in senior dogs by targeting metabolic drivers of aging and delaying disease onset. The FDA's acceptance of TAS marks the first known safety approval for a lifespan extension drug in any species. The TAS submission included standard safety studies and field data from over 400 dogs in a pivotal stay trial. As part of the TAS package, Loyal submitted significant evidence from multiple studies to support LOY-002's safety profile. As a veterinarian, what I care about most, especially when it involves preventive care, is safety, says Ellen Ratcliffe, Loyal's VP of Clinical and Veterinary Medicine. LOY-002's final technical section for FDA expanded conditional approval is expected next year. For more information, visit the Loyal website. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
So, this is the animal sound. We're going to go out to Coos Bay and Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thanks for holding on. This is a young... I'm good. Thank you very much for that, by the way. This is a young creature of this, you know, type of animal. So, it's a newborn, basically. But what do you think makes that sound?
I believe it's a deer.
What's the word for the young deer?
A fawn.
Congratulations, you are absolutely correct. So, have you won anything before? Because you got a choice to pick from. We have the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. We have the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. I've got a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Pets, Pets, Pets. I've got a CD on, it's a music CD from Dino Sassani on reptiles, collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets in black or red, and Silly Beads by Kayla. We got the Kansas City Chiefs ink pen, and we've got a Morgan Wallen.
Keychain, yes, a badge clip holder, and a Stanley handle charm.
Starbucks.
Wow.
What do you think? Which one? Oh, and we have a calendar. We do have a calendar. The book, you got the Pets, Pets, yeah. Pets, Chicken Soup for the Soul coming out to you. Yeah. So I will mail that one out to you, Tom. So stay on the line and speak with Sydney, and we'll get your address in Coos Bay, and we'll send that out to you. That's Tom out there in Coos Bay. Coos Bay is popular. We've got a lot of
Where's
calls
Coos
from Coos Bay?
Bay.
It's I think it's, I'm assuming it's, well, it's in Oregon, but but I'm assuming on the coast, maybe?
I would assume.
I'm not sure. Apparently, we need to go visit Coos Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So... 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. Robert Irwin shares special moment with a 60-year-old cockatoo named Akka. So, reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. Australia Zoo's Robert Irwin gifted fans a heartfelt look at Akka, a vibrant 60-year-old cockatoo once a favorite of his father, the late Steve Irwin. The bird's affectionate antics and long life highlight the intelligence and social nature of parrots and remind us of the bonds that span decades between humans and feathered companions. For Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. So, Dr. Kitty, I wanted to ask you in regards to the story that you had read before we went to Tom in Coos Bay and longevity of dogs. So that seems to be in the news quite a bit now, where they're trying to create a way, which that story says, of giving, and not so much for smaller breeds, but I know they're working a lot. People want more years with the bigger breeds. Because the larger breeds, as we know, they'll go anywhere from 6 years to maybe 10, 12 years if you're lucky. But people want more time. My concept on that is, of course, you know, they're bringing it out for dogs. But I think eventually they want to use it on humans.
I'm sure.
So, and, you know, people want to live longer and so on and so forth. But the guinea pigs are the dogs. Do you see any fault with, you know, having these large breeds live longer than what's expected? And it doesn't take away the fact that when they start getting geriatric, that bigger dogs could have more issues like hip dysplasia.
That would be my biggest concern, is the arthritis that large breed dogs are more prone to than our little dogs. They rarely get bad arthritis in their weight-bearing, yeah.
Then we know how painful arthritis is. I remember on the human side, my mom had arthritis, and she cried every day. She was in so much pain from the arthritis. And with animals, it's the same way. And even though we don't see tears or whatever, you can tell because they start limping. When dogs do have the arthritis, glucosamine, I know, is one good thing to use on them. Are there any other recommendations that you would...
Well, there was an interesting, I just read an article about that yesterday, that they don't have any really good evidence-based studies that things like glucosamine chondroitin actually help. It's mostly just anecdotal reports. So that was disappointing because veterinarians always recommend.
Yeah. I mean, in the 35 years, you know, I've been doing the show with you and the other doctors and the trainers, glucosamine was always a recommendation.
Yep.
So that's all that they're saying. Well, that on the side of medical, it is good, though, when your dog gets that way to maybe raise the bed so they don't have to, like, get out of bed so low. Maybe they can get out and they can have a decent level, so raise the height of the bed. Maybe the same thing with their food dishes and try to make them as comfortable as you can.
Yeah.
So, but with hip dysplasia, you could do a surgical procedure on that, correct?
You can do a hip replacement, but nope. That's super expensive.
I know those. I had both of mine replaced.
Yeah.
And
the only surgery to prevent it needs to be done before those dogs are less than a year old. Yeah, they kind of reposition the sockets of the hip joint.
Yeah, I know. My doctor always says to me, "Is like the last thing in the world you want to do is knock that ball out, you know, that we put in."
Yep.
Because it would be the most painful thing that you'd probably ever experience in your life. And I've gone through kidney failure and heart attacks and open heart. Kayla has too. Oh, by the way, how are you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, I had another heart monitor on for 3 days. But
and it came back fine?
I have to return it. I just took it off this morning.
I had one on for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
And really?
I returned it to my doctor, and nobody called me.
Well, maybe that was good.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But I think every time I think to call them, I forget. So, I don't know. Either that or I'll just fall over and say, "Hey, hello, Mom and Dad. Hello, sis." So, anyway, hey, as the saying goes, the day you're born is the day you're dying. And there's truth in that. So, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. But maybe I'll take a pill in a couple years from now and live to be 150. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. It seems your friends desert you. There's somebody thinking of you.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. Several shark incidents occurred in and around Sydney within the just over 24 hours, leaving a man and boy critically injured and another boy narrowly escaping harm. A surfer in his 20s was bitten on the leg at North Stye Beach in Manly. Interesting town. I live in Manly. Thank you. On Monday evening, that was, and taken to a hospital in critical condition. On Sunday, a 12-year-old boy was seriously injured while swimming near Jump Rock at Shark Beach in Sydney Harbor. His friends bravely rescued him during the attack. Media reports say the boy lost both legs. Earlier on Monday, an 11-year-old boy's surfboard was bitten by a shark at Dewey Beach, though he was unharmed. Authorities closed several northern Sydney beaches and believe bull sharks were responsible for at least two of the attacks, possibly drawn in by murky water following heavy rain. All affected beaches have shark protection netting, though it is unclear whether the attacks occurred near the nets. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. This song. 818-818-6401. Not necessarily what happens in the song, but I do like the song. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. I have to admit, with all these shark things going on, you know, that was in Australia. Four people within a matter of a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Scary. But yeah, and now, you know, they discovered another shark, a great white off the east coast.
Of Florida?
I think it was North Carolina.
Oh.
There's a story, I think somebody has it, but a great white. Don't want to mess with him. But it does. I mean, I admit I don't go to the beach like I used to when I was younger. You know, here I live in Florida. We do the show out of Florida, but I don't go in the water that much. At the beach, but when I do go in, I have to admit, it crosses my head all the time. Because we were sitting on the beach one day in Florida, here in St. Petersburg, and there was four or five of us sitting on the beach getting sun, and we looked out into the water, and what do you think swam down? Like maybe 10 feet from the actual sand?
Really?
Yeah, and it was big. This dude was big. I don't know what it was, but I was like, oh, I'm not going in the water. Now that we saw him swim by, or her, but, you know, it's like, yeah, you're in their territory. So, but, you know, it's kind of sad, though, when we go into animals' territories and we end up killing the animal, you know, because we're the ones that went into where they are. It doesn't seem right.
Nope.
So, and sharks, actually, I don't think they're on the endangered list, but they are, like, threatened now. There's less and less. And with climate change going on, the oceans are becoming more acidic, more toxic. So a lot of these animals are beaching themselves now because of the bad water. And I'll tell you, like Shadow, during the show, if you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, she has got to be... Give me back my headsets. She has got to be the center of attention. Don't say no. I know you are. What? Never mind. So, anyway... She's all tied up in my headphones. But that's when you have a lot of animals. But, so, what do you got now? You've got two dogs, three dogs?
I just adopted another dog.
Another?
So, I have three.
Three? I know you lost one recently.
Well, Rudy's been gone almost a year now.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's real hard. And Casey, the other Doberman, was in a deep funk for like 5-6 months. he was a couch potato. He wouldn't get off the couch. He didn't want to play. He didn't want to do anything. He's finally starting to come off the couch and start playing. That's why I wanted to get another dog. I'm hoping that he and the new
entices
dog,
him.
Goldie, will start playing with each other. I mean, she wants to play with him. He's still a little standoffish.
You know, it's funny. My cat, Shadow, is in my lap because she's always got to be part of me or near me. And she started farting a lot. And I know she's a little tubby because she goes behind my back and eats everybody else's food. But she's a pig. I admit it. Sometimes I have to pull the dishes up when I'm around and I see her going to somebody else's dish. But does the weight have any constitution in terms of her having gas?
No.
Because I feed her the same thing that I always feed her, and she's never had
an
issue.
That's interesting.
But the thing is, though, I noticed, though, and my one cat, Summer, had stones. So I had to put Summer on a very expensive prescription diet.
Yep.
And this one, Tubby here, I'm just kidding, she actually will go and eat Summer's food if she doesn't finish it. So I'm kind of wondering if the mixture of the foods...
It might be the other food that's causing it.
Yeah, and causing her to fart.
Yep.
Because it's nasty. Yes. I mean, and she just lays there. I just felt her do a little poof then. That one wasn't smelly, though. But, hey, animals smell as bad as we do sometimes. But you say that gas is kind of like pertaining to what you eat.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right.
For sure.
And if they keep it in, is that harmful to an animal?
No.
No? I know dogs do it a lot.
dogs, yeah,
and they
fart
get,
all the time.
All the time. And then they look back there like something happened.
Yeah,
like
that wasn't me.
Yeah, she farts, but she doesn't necessarily look back there. She'll look at me, but she won't like look behind. It's like, I know something slipped out, but I wonder if she smells it. She has to.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Her sense of smell is a lot better than yours.
And I smell it. So, she's definitely smelling it. Anyway, nice topic to close in this hour of the show. Got gas? Let someone know before you do. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401 is our number. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, like Shadow, you can go to your local shelter or rescue, like I did. But, oh, that was bad, Shadow. That was the worst one yet. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
I guarantee you it's not me with gas. If you smell it, it's not me, it's her.
Yes, it is.
This is Talkin' Pets. Love was more than a hobby. Like the way that
you love Johnny. Want that old school. Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.